Members of Congress vent their anger.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where Ford and Firestone executives were on the hot seat over tires that come apart on the road.
An internet music service found in violation of copyright laws.
This is a huge victory for the industry and a big defeat for MP3.com.
Al Gore offers a rainy day fund.
We will underspend the surplus rather than overpromise our way into an economic hole.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It was an uncomfortable day on Capitol Hill for auto industry executives called to explain the Firestone tire mess. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
First the Senate, then the House grilled Ford, Firestone, and federal safety officials for hours, reflecting deep consumer anger and suspicion about millions of dangerous tires that are blamed for almost 90 deaths in Ford Explorer accidents. Firestone CEO Masatoshi Ono took responsibility.
I came before you to apologize.
But with company documents indicating signs of these tire troubles emerged years ago, Senator Barbara Mikulski was having none of it.
Where was your sense of concern as a human being and as well as a corporate entity to yell, "Look out, America, these tires are coming apart"?
Federal safety officials said their early warnings were insufficient, and neither Ford nor Firestone told them when they replaced tires in Saudi Arabia and other nations. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Internal documents obtained by CBS News show tire problems have been quietly investigated for years. Correspondent Cheryl Atkinson says a Ford dealer in Saudi Arabia demanded action after three tires shredded in 1997.
Within months, Ford and Firestone debate whether to replace all the tires in Saudi Arabia, but decide against a recall. Firestone Legal has some major reservations, says a Ford memo, worried that U.S. safety officials will have to be notified since the same product is sold in the U.S.
The tire models recalled in Saudi Arabia are still on the road in this country. Now this.
A killer with an obsession.
I told you he's very dangerous.
A detective without tolerance.
I got carried away. I apologize.
And a disappearance that reveals a dark underside. Kidnapping can lead to something dangerous. Spencer.
Not me, I'm a pussycat.
Starring Joe Mantegna in an original movie presentation. Thin Air, a Robert B. Parker mystery. Tuesday at 8, 7 Central, only on A&E.
People love the taste of Scope, all minty and bright. But if you listen closely, you'll discover the real job of Scope. Killing bad breath germs. In fact, original mint and peppermint Scope killed just as many bad breath germs as the leading mouthwash. It just doesn't taste that way. Scope kills germs before they kill your breath.
In the struggle between the music industry and internet music services, the industry won a battle in court today, but is it winning the war? CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger reports.
A judge here in New York says he hopes this will be a warning to others on the internet. He's ruled that MP3 did indeed violate copyright laws by creating an online catalog of CDs. But CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the music industry is losing on the commercial front.
The problem for the industry is, you know, they're fighting in court, and the legal process obviously takes a long, long time. And while that is going on, all this downloading is occurring.
MP3 promises an appeal. Meantime, make your face up in your bedroom. The internet is alive with the sounds of music. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, New York.
In a reminder of President Bush's no new taxes pledge, Al Gore says, read my plan. He's put out a 191-page blueprint for using projected budget surpluses, including a $300 billion reserve fund.
I propose to take one out of every $6 of the budget surplus and put it aside so that it will not be used for new spending, it will not be used for new tax cuts, it will not be spent on promises or proposals of any kind.
This is Barry Bagnato with the Bush campaign in Indianapolis. On a day of stepped-up attacks on his rival, Bush told a crowd here Gore would overspend the projected surplus by $900 billion.
This man knows how to spend that money. He can promise and spend with the best of them.
His accusation is based on a Senate Republican study of Gore's budget. At the American Legion Convention in Milwaukee, Bush, wearing his Legion hat, charged that Clinton-Gore policies have created an underpaid, undertrained, and overextended military force. Tomorrow, Bush keeps up his military offensive by appearing with Gulf War generals Colin Powell and Norman Schwarzkopf. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, with the Bush campaign, Indianapolis.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
You run a business with your heart and soul. Every decision is a careful one, and yet there are no guarantees. Take your network, for instance. You think your business is online, but given the paper you generate, you know it isn't. Xerox Document Centers scan your documents to PCs or to the internet from 20 to 65 pages a minute. They print and copy that fast, too. When you see all they can do for your network, you'll agree they have a lot of heart and soul for business, too. For more, call 1-800-ASK-XEROX. Proud sponsor of the 2000 Olympic Games.
Yeah, boss.
Let's webcast the big meeting.
Why?
Cheaper, easier.
Than what?
Flying everybody into town.
Cool.
Webcast company events for less than the price of a plane ticket with Encode Now. You don't need broadband or special software, just a desire. Stream announcements, meetings, conference calls, whatever you want, live on the web with no firewall issues. Encode Now is turnkey, beginning at just $199. Check it out at EncodeNow.com or call 888-743-6782. Webcast your message today. Encode Now.
It's the largest gathering of world leaders in history. President Clinton addressed the UN Millennium Summit today.
The leaders here assembled can rewrite human history in the new millennium. If we have learned the lessons of the past, we can leave a very different legacy for our children.
Much of the president's day has been devoted to one-on-one diplomacy. He had a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and in separate talks, he's tried to nudge Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak closer to a peace accord. There's an intriguing theory about the fate of the Russian submarine Kursk, which may explain why Moscow was so reluctant to accept outside help. CBS News correspondent David Martin says U.S. Navy experts believe the Russians were testing an experimental weapon that failed.
First, there was a small explosion caused by some kind of liquid fuel U.S. Navy analysts believe was being used to propel the experimental weapon. That explosion would not have sunk the Kursk, but it was followed 2 minutes later by a huge rumbling explosion 45 to 50 times bigger than the original blast, the equivalent of up to 5 tons of TNT. So powerful, it actually registered on the Richter scale used to measure earthquakes.
Very few of any crewmen remained alive after the blast. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Some people call them throwaways. Their kids 15, 18 years old on the street because their own parents don't want them.
Donna Spence, director of Crossroads Teen Shelter.
When I took over Crossroads, it was pretty run down. My goal was to make it a home. We started to rebuild, but the trouble was we ran short of money before we could even get the roof up. I didn't know where to turn. That's when I got some help from the Philip Morris companies. I just told them what we were going through, and they sent us a Christmas present. Enough money to finish the building and put a roof over the kids' heads.
At the Philip Morris Companies, we know there are many organizations like Crossroads that need help. That's why over the last 4 decades, we've contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to programs that can make a difference in our communities.
Philip Morris didn't forget about us either. Whenever we've needed support, they've come through. They helped me turn a homeless teen shelter into a home.
Working to make a difference, the people of the Philip Morris Companies, Kraft Foods, Philip Morris USA, Miller Brewing.
The NASDAQ lost more ground today while the Dow picked up 50 points. Not only did Joshua Thomas fail his road test, he was arrested in the attempt. Authorities in Camp Verde, Arizona say the teenager did all right on parallel parking, but then refused to follow the examiner's directions, drove into oncoming traffic, and slammed on the brakes. He ignored her orders to pull over, so she jumped out when the car slowed down, and the door hit her elbow as Thomas took off. He's charged with a variety of crimes, not the least of which is reckless driving. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.